Happy almost 10-year anniversary to the American economic expansion. Woohoo!
What's the 10-year? Like, aluminum?
Oh, maybe you're up to 10. I feel like it's really bad for a long time.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you've been married for 50 years, then it starts to get interesting.
Then it starts to get pricey.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I mean, interesting. So assuming the U.S. economy finishes the month of June while it is still expanding, that will make 10 straight years of the U.S. economy growing without having been interrupted by a recession. We are almost there.
Yep.
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. Today on The Indicator from Planet Money, just how big a deal is a decade of economic expansion? We're going to tell you some ways that this expansion has been impressive and some ways it really has not been.
And a lightning round of 10 indicators, one for every year of the expansion.
Support for The Indicator and the following message come from American Express. You want to build your business. They can help build your business with financing solutions for eligible business customers. The powerful backing of American Express. Don't do business without it. Terms apply. Visit americanexpress.com/business.
Okay, folks. 10 indicators for 10 years of the U.S. economy growing without a recession. And it'll just be Stacey and I trading indicators like two heavyweight boxers trading blows or something.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah. Or something more collaborative. Anyways, here comes the first indicator. Indicator number one is 120, as in 120 months is how long the expansion has lasted. And yes, you mathematical wizards will already have figured out that that's just how many months there are in 10 years. But 120 months of expansion is also today's first indicator because that was the longest expansion on record until this one. The 1991 to 2001 expansion was also 120 months long. So if the current expansion, the one we are in right now, does last into July, it will be the longest economic U.S. expansion in history going back to the 1850s, which is as far back in history as we have the records for.
Indicator number two is 22%. As of this March, which is the last month we have numbers for, the U.S. economy has grown by 22% since the very beginning of the expansion a decade ago. And actually, that's not a lot. In that earlier expansion from the 1990s, the U.S. economy grew by about twice as much. Those calculations, by the way, come from Bloomberg Businessweek. So yes, the economy has been growing for a long time, but the pace of that growth has been kind of weak. The expansion has been, you know, a little lazy.
A little shallow.
Yeah.
Plus, even after 10 years.
Hasn't read a lot of books.
Yeah, plus.
Watched a lot of TV.
Yeah, plus, even after 10 years.
Knows too much about the Kardashians.
Plus, even after 10 years, there are economic indicators that are still not as healthy as they were before the last recession. For example, indicator number three. Indicator number three is 79.7%. That is the prime age employment rate, which is the share of people who have a job and are in their prime working years. So that's between the ages of 25 and 54. Basically, you are expected to be out of school by then, but you haven't retired yet. So yeah, 79.7% of these prime working age people have jobs. And you know what? That's not bad. That number has been going up for most of the expansion. And the labor market really has strengthened, especially in the past few years. And yet, this indicator, the prime age employment rate, has not yet recovered to where it was in the last expansion, suggesting that there are still plenty of people out there who would take a job if the right job became available.
And as for why this expansion has been so sluggish, you can find a hint in our next indicator. That is indicator number four, 6.2%. That is the personal savings rate in the U.S. It's the share of people's incomes after taxes that people have saved up. And the personal savings rate is twice as high now as it was before the recession started. That suggests that Americans have been more cautious about spending money during the expansion than they used to be. And on the one hand, that is probably a good thing, right? It means that people are in better shape to weather the next economic storm. On the other hand, it does mean that the economy has not grown as fast as it would have if people had been spending more of their salaries. It's a trade-off.
Indicator number five is 76%. That is roughly the household debt to GDP ratio, or to use human words, how much money people owe relative to the size of the U.S. economy. And that number has gone down, way down, since it peaked all the way back in 2007. And there are big exceptions to this trend, like, for example, student loan debt has gone way up in the past 10 years. But overall, given the health of the economy, people are not racking up as much debt as they would have been expected to in earlier expansions. And this is especially the case for mortgage debt.
And speaking of mortgages, that brings us to indicator number 6, which is 64.2%. That is the home ownership rate in the U.S. The home ownership rate measures what percentage of total households live in homes that are owned rather than rented. And at 64.2%, that is still way lower than it was when it peaked all the way back in 2004. Now, the home ownership rate is affected by a lot of things. But one reason it has remained so low is that a lot of young people were hit really hard by the recession 10 years ago. They had trouble finding jobs that paid well, and a lot of them were also burdened by student loan debt. So they've held off on buying houses and have chosen either to live with their parents or to rent. As those young adults get older, the effects of the recession are starting to wear off. That home ownership rate actually bottomed out 3 years ago and has mostly been rising since. So there's a chance that if the overall economic expansion continues, the home ownership rate will follow.
Indicator number 7 is 2886. That's where the S&P 500, the stock market, closed last Friday. And the stock market has actually quadrupled since it hit its bottom during the recession. But of course, the people with the most exposure to the stock market, the ones that own the most stocks, are the people who are already well off anyways.
Indicator number 8 is 0.463. That is the latest measure of the... get ready for it.
Taking a deep breath.
Equivalence-adjusted Gini index of income inequality. Don't worry about the fine print. This is a measure of income inequality. The difference in how much money is earned by people who make a lot of money, people who make middle-class incomes, and people who have lower incomes. And what you need to know is that income inequality had been rising for several decades before the recession hit. And since the end of the recession, income inequality seems mostly to have stayed flat. It doesn't seem to have either gone in reverse or accelerated. But that might change. There is evidence that finally, within the last year or so, the fastest growth in wages has actually gone to people in low-wage industries. So maybe inequality will start to fall as well.
Assuming the expansion keeps going.
Yes.
The next indicator is about what we suspect is the single biggest structural change in the U.S. economy in the past 10 years. Indicator number 9 is 12 million. The United States is now producing roughly 12 million barrels of crude oil per day, twice as much as it was producing just 7 years ago. And it means that the U.S. is now the single biggest producer of crude oil in the world, bigger than both Saudi Arabia and Russia after passing them both last year. This is a monumental change, and it's the result of the fracking industry's success. It hasn't just made the cost of energy and gas cheaper in the United States, maybe permanently. Fracking has also become a big American industry itself, not just hiring people directly, but also supporting the industries that supply it, like trucking and manufacturing.
And that brings us to our final expansion indicator. Indicator number 10 is 28. And it doesn't really even have to do with the U.S. It has to do with Australia's economic expansion. That expansion has gone on uninterrupted for about 28 years. So if you think 10 years of U.S. expansion is a long time, it's not. Let's keep going. Are we going to let the Australians show us up?
That would just be embarrassing.
We did an indicator episode called The Lucky Country on how Australia has managed to pull this off. And yes, it has involved a fair bit of luck, but it has also involved some timely policymaking that has helped keep the economy going during those times when it needed juicing. And more importantly, it shows us that just because an expansion is old does not mean it has to die. I think we should go for the big 28.
Come on. The Australians can do it. We can do this.
Yes. Yes.
This podcast was produced by Darius Rafieyan, edited by Patty Hirsch, and fact-checked by Emily Lang. The Indicator is a production of NPR.